Ty Joseph.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're really excited.
Good-looking guy, and a big guy, too.
Yep, 9.5 pounds, 99th percentile right now in his height, and 95th in his weight. So we're pretty excited considering we're hockey coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a nice big defenseman, perhaps.
Yeah, well, me and Sarah are definitely don't have good hands. You know, we definitely weren't goal scorers. We were grinded out, work hard type of player. So unfortunately, that's probably where he's going.
Yeah, or the biggest ballet dancer around. Because you never know what kids are going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, we're glad to have you in studio, and especially glad that you brought some company. You've got three brand new black bears. I want to introduce the three that you brought in to meet us today.
Yep, we brought someone in each position. So we have Jillian Flynn, who's a goalie from Presque Isle. Jessica Jakes, who is a forward from just outside of Boston, and then Ebba Strandberg, who's from Sweden.
And you have a lot to replace, you know, from last year. So we needed people at every position. You graduated. We're the best goalies in the country. You lost two starting defensemen in Brooklyn Langlois and Kelsey McSorley. Audrey Richards put the puck in the net quite a lot. This class seems to be perfect for filling those holes.
Yeah, no, this class is something we've been building for a long time. We were the class that just graduated. The same thing happened 4 years ago. It was when kind of I first started coaching at the Division I level. And we'll have 12 new players in the lineup. We had three players who redshirted last year, two because of injury, and one was a goalie who redshirted. So it's a really exciting time for us. We have a lot more skill, we think, next year. And we're really excited to build off kind of the culture and the philosophy that our seniors left us with.
Well, the other thing that's great about this group is we have someone from Maine, someone from Massachusetts, and someone from Sweden, and you also have new players from the Toronto area coming in too. Maybe you could mention some of the other new players and we could sort of meet these guys.
Yeah, we have, besides Ebba, we have two Brittanys on defense, one who played at Lawrence Academy and played for Assabat and the East Coast Wizards, and another one who played for the Aurora Panthers, and she actually did an extra year to kind of gain some experience. So the Brittany from Toronto is 5'10", and the Brittany from Massachusetts is about 5'4", but very stocky and very strong on her skates. Up front, we have two girls coming from the Czech Republic who played in the World Championship out in Western Canada, and if they do well, they'll be in the Olympics in 2018, so we're really excited about them. We have Sierra Semmel, who's a local kid, and then Kara Washer, who's a big power forward from Barrie, Ontario.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, let's roll the mic down there. Let's meet the players. Who've we got first?
Hi, I'm Jillian Flynn.
Well, look out! That mic's getting away from you there, and you're local. You're
yep.
a Mainer.
Yep. I mean, local as in like 3 hours away, but
exactly.
local.
Yeah, that's local in Maine, though.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a small trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's become small after all the years I've had to travel it. So.
And what was it that made you want to be a member of the Black Bears?
I think just since I was little, I've always gone to games. I've always just been a Maine fan because, I mean, that's what you do when it's your state school. And so when the opportunity came that it was kind of my time to pick my school and my time to look for colleges, Maine was always my top choice. So I'm very lucky and thankful to be here.
Now, do you know what you're going to be studying yet?
Yeah, I'm going to be studying biology.
Oh, with something easy while you're playing.
Oh,
hockey,
yeah.
That doesn't require a whole lot of focus.
Oh,
right?
No,
yeah.
Not at all.
I talked to all seven of them that were there yesterday. Yeah, these are smart kids.
Always
very
are.
Smart.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Now, who have we got next to you?
Hi, I'm Jessica Jakes from North Reading, Mass.
Welcome in. North Reading, that's a great area, a great place to breed hockey players, and I believe there's one in your family, right?
Yeah, my dad went here, and I believe he was the captain for 3 out of 4 years, maybe. He played for Sean Walsh.
Now, did he have any influence on your decision to come here?
He actually, I mean, not really. I guess, like, you could say a little bit. I mean, he went here, but no, he didn't. When I went on some tours and I came here, I just kind of felt it right away, and, like, the community that they have and the amazing coaching staff and it's Hockey East, and everyone kind of has the same goal. They all want to win, and I think that's, like, what I wanted to be a part of.
But your dad had to tell you some stories of the Alphonse.
Oh, yeah.
And he had, and so you got to see some games there before you came
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
And that had to help.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, he tells me some of his hockey experiences here, and he still loves it, and he sings the Stein song probably almost every day.
All right.
But yeah, no, he's been a big influence on me.
And are you also a bio major?
No, I'm undecided.
That's right. You were the one I said life's not a race to yesterday. Yeah, right. I remember that.
So I didn't decide till my 12th year of college. But yes. I would not recommend that path.
And he's not lying. He's telling you the truth.
Yeah, take your time, but don't take that much time. Well, by process of elimination, that means you're from Sweden.
I'm from Sweden.
Oh, can we get her mic on there, Ryan? That'll be... There we go. All right, you're all set now.
Yep, I am.
And where in Sweden?
On the southeast coast, but I lived up in north for 3 years. I went to high school there to play hockey.
Wonderful. And what position do you play?
I'm a D.
Great. And what are you going to be majoring in? Do you know yet?
Business.
Excellent.
Now, we've had, on the men's side, a number of Swedish players over the years. Klaus and Gustav Nyquist, of course.
Who's for sure.
And Theo Andersson, who was one of my favorite students I ever had in class. I have to admit that. What always impresses me, and this is true of the women on the basketball team, how do you guys learn such perfect English grammar in Sweden?
Oh, I mean, it's been really hard for me the first week here, but I hope I will improve as long as I've been here. And the girls are helping me really well just by, like, hearing they talk to each other. I learn by that.
Well, you're going to have a lot. If you have girls from the Czech Republic and you, and we have Mato and Tufts who speaks, Tufts sort of speaks French, that Acadian French nobody understands. does the fact that there are so many languages in a way cause you to bond a little differently? Do you think that helps a little bit, that people have to work maybe a little harder from time to time, make sure they know what someone's saying?
Yeah, for sure. I think that helps.
Now, what's the weather comparison between Maine and Sweden?
Where I live, it's almost the same. I mean, it's hot summers and cold winters, so it's not like this hot as it is now, but almost the same.
So it's maybe not the great difference it is with here in Aroostook County.
So you're over near the Gulf of Bothnia, right?
Excuse me?
You're over in between Estonia and Sweden, and Finland is that body of water we call the Gulf of Bothnia or Botnia?
Yeah, almost.
Okay, well, how do you pronounce that? I was dying to know that because I was looking at the map today.
In Swedish?
Yes.
Like Östersjön?
Okay. So I looked it up and I couldn't possibly pronounce it,
perfect.
So now I sort of have it.
Well, there you go. Well, we met some new Black Bears. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more about the coming women's ice hockey season. 20 minutes after 3 here on Downtown, let's get a quick check of the weather forecast. Brought to you this afternoon and every afternoon by Quirk Subaru.
It's your car. Find it at Quirk.
We're looking for a chance of showers tonight. Low temperature down to about 60 degrees. Afternoon showers, 71 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 75 on Friday, and rain likely on Saturday, and only 65 degrees. Right now in downtown Bangor, hot, although not as hot as the studio is here, it's partly sunny and 89 degrees on the Pulse. AM 620, WZON.
Hi, this is Lewis Black, and you're listening to Downtown with Rich Kimball, so don't touch the dial, or you'll be in trouble.
Summer means savings at Quirk Subaru in Bangor. Trade in your current vehicle for a newer one, and Quirk Subaru will show you how to keep your payment the same. You heard it right. Bring in your current vehicle to trade right now. During the Summer of Subaru sales event, get into a newer model, and Quirk will show you how to keep your payment the same. Plus, you'll get Quirk Subaru's exclusive 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It's the Summer of Subaru sales event at Quirk Subaru. It's your car. Find it at Quirk. Quirk Subaru, 295 Hogan Road, Bangor. Online at QuirkAuto.com.
Looking for a great place to enjoy dining? Try the Bangor Dining Room at Seasons. How about the best place to watch your favorite teams? Try the Sports Lounge. Two distinct atmospheres, one sensational place. Located at 427 Main Street in Bangor. Need a place for a group or family event? Call 992-2250 for showers, rehearsal dinners, special luncheons, and sports parties. Our on-site broadcast booth allows you to enjoy the Downtown with Rich Kimball show. Located just 2 blocks from the Hollywood Casino, the Cross Insurance Center, and find us online at seasonsbangor.com. Fans, food, fun, Seasons.
There's only one way Hartley's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Newport does business. The right way.
Owned and operated for over 60 years by the Hartley family, Hartley's offers the same or even better prices and discounts on vehicles as those offered at mega dealerships. And along with that comes their renowned small dealer service and exceptional attitude toward you, their customers. Hartley's values your business and your trust. You're never pushed, never pressured. No one will chase you around the lot, but no one will ignore you either. Hartley's wants you to feel comfortable at their dealership. So feel free to look around, and Hartley's professional sales staff will always be there when you need help. You'll like the place, you'll like the people, and you'll like the way they do business. The right way. The folks at Hartley's wouldn't do it any other way. Always remember, if you're out there looking around, the best deals aren't in the city, they're in the country. Hartley's Country, at the Triangle in Newport. You'll always be treated the right way at Hartley's.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric.
And Christine, owners of Crossroads Beverage Company and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, bringing you another Message in the Bottle.
Today's tip, want to experience what aged wine is like? Many wineries store a small portion of their wines for what we call library releases, wherein retailers can acquire and offer older vintages at a friendly price. Check with your local wine merchant.
Come on down to our stores to learn more. Both stores have free monthly tastings.
Bangor Wine and Cheese Company is located at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant. Crossroads Beverage Company is now located at 19 Moosehead Trail, right on the Triangle in Newport, next to Verizon.
Four minutes after three on your Wednesday downtown.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out my life, why don't you?
We're live at Seasons 427 Main Street in Bangor and our Quality Jewelry Studios. Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning, Bruce Pratt here, joined by brand new members of the University of Maine women's hockey team, Coach Rich Reichenbach, Rick Reichenbach here as well, and Sarah's out here, but she's attending to more important things. Young Ty Joseph, who is a living the dream right now. You must tell them it doesn't get any better than this. Yeah. All your needs attended to.
That's right. That's what I tell my granddaughter. My granddaughters, every time they start to cry a little bit, I go, look, this is so good. Don't cry.
They're just having somebody carry you around as a godsend.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Could you imagine rolling around in like a front pack? Somebody just carrying you wherever you want to
go? Absolutely. And look, the whole changing thing, too. Although, another couple of years, I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. You bide your time, Rich. Yep. We're watching the clock as we speak.
what goes around comes around. No doubt about that. We've got brand new Black Bears here in studio. I just wanted to ask you guys, what is it that you love most about the game of hockey? Because I'm sure probably you've all played other sports, too.
I think the best part of hockey is playing together as a unit on the ice, and when the puck goes in, it's really all that matters.
Okay, that's pretty good right there.
Yeah, I would say the competitiveness. I mean, you never really go into a hockey game and don't try your hardest, both teams. So just like every play is competitive to get the puck. Every play is hard fought, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I agree with Jillian. I think the best part of hockey is to win.
You know, Jillian, let me ask you a question. You're a goaltender, and you, because Maine hasn't gotten fully enlightened yet, have played men's hockey up till this point.
Yeah.
Right? Do you expect any difficulty transitioning? I would think a goalie, it's less of a transition than maybe as a forward because of the difference in checking stuff. But do you foresee anything that might be different about moving to the women's game?
Yeah, and Coach has warned me about that, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but I think the biggest thing, I could be wrong, but I mean, just the release of guys versus girls shots is different, is what I've noticed, and so that's something that will obviously come with practice, and I mean, it might be a little bit of a struggle at first, but I think it'll hopefully be okay.
I have no doubt. Well, let's get Coach Reichenbach back in here and talk about some of the things coming up this season, including another opportunity to play down in the Lewiston-Auburn area. That went so well last year.
Yeah, last year we played at the Norway Savings Bank Arena in Auburn, and we sold out the place. It was Breast Cancer Month. It was October, so we wore pink camo breast cancer jerseys, and we ended up beating Brown. It was a great game. This year we're going to go down there twice and play Boston College and UNH, which the dates will be released in the next week or two. So we're really excited. They treat us really well. It was a great crowd. It was just a really enjoyable experience for everyone involved.
Well, yeah, the 4-0 win was nice. But I love that game because what I saw was what I hope will happen in Orono more often, a stand full of young girls who want to become black bears. And I just, that's what, you know, I just think that's what's so fabulous about going down there.
Yeah, and we, you know, we have some really good relationships with the youth hockey programs in Portland as well as in the area. And the teams in the area here are pretty spoiled just with the amount of, you know, they're at most of our games. But a lot of the girls from Costco Bay and different programs around the Portland area have come up a few times. So it was nice to kind of repay them and be able to go there. And they came in the locker room. And that rink is amazing because all of the locker rooms have different high school themes of local schools in the area. So it's you just kind of get a history lesson, too, being in that rink.
And they're back-to-back rinks for people who haven't been down there. It's very cool. You can stand in the middle and watch both games from the second row if you
The snack bar was amazing.
Yes, it was. That was very impressive.
Me and Sarah tested that out before.
That's good. What are you most excited about for the coming season?
I mean, honestly, I'm just excited to get it started. It's a tough spring when you have a huge senior class that graduates because you become so close with them and you watch them grow as people. And I think we're just excited to take that next step and build off of what the seniors had done and see all these kids that we've been recruiting and talking to and you know them finally committing for a year or two or sometimes 3 years finally step on the ice as a black bear.
Well, and we talk about this with all the other Maine coaches, but obviously based on the three young women you've brought in with you today, one of the great things about the UMaine programs is we're not just getting good athletes, but we're getting really terrific people, too, who are students first and athletes second, and just good people that will be outstanding representatives of the university. And I know all the Maine coaches take that part of it seriously as well.
Yeah, we were last year we finished with our highest GPA in program history with a 3.51. We had 21 All Hockey East academic team members again, which is the second year in a row. So, and that's something that like we have our academic advisor Chrissy Kerluke, Dan's wife, who used to coach at Maine, does an amazing job with. Of course, we monitor it, but it's something really that's in the culture of the athletic department. Something they work really hard with, and I know this group is really excited to continue that and building a winning program.
My favorite time was when I went over to Chrissy. Oh, there were three times this year. Last season, I went over to Chrissy and I said, is there anything I need to know? Any of the players need any help or anything? And she goes, I don't have a slip in any hockey player's file. She said, no, there are no issues with any of them. I'm going, you don't need me. She goes, oh, you can rally them up every once in a while. No, she said, it's true. She said they are so motivated and they are doing so well. And I would point out to listeners, 3.51 is 0.51 higher than the overall university. That's a half a point out of four. That's a big chunk of change. They did covered themselves with glory academically.
Well,
pressure's on, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Bar's already been set pretty high. We're looking forward to the coming season. Look forward to visiting with you all year long, and we'll get Ty in here as soon as he's able to start speaking intelligently, which for this show won't be very long.
When do you open at home?
We're working on that. I think we might be able to get an exhibition September 17th. So,
all right.
It'll be a few weeks earlier than before, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. That's great. And it's great to meet you guys. Thanks for coming in. Good luck in your Black Bear career. We'll take a little break here. It's 3:31 on Downtown. When we come back, the Good Neighbor Award winner for this month, sponsored by the Family Dog, 6 Mill Street in Orono, and we'll go to